Good morning. It's Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026. This is 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Today, we're tracking India's first major sovereign AI unicorn, Tencent ripping DeepSeek out of its consumer chatbot, and Nissan handing the future of its driving stack to a British startup. Let's start with India. Bangalore-based Sarvam AI is in the final stages of closing a Series B of around $300 to $350 million. At a valuation of $1.5 billion, Bessemer Venture Partners is leading. NVIDIA, Amazon, Prosperity 7, and HCL Tech are all in. If this round closes the way it's reported, it becomes the largest pure-play AI funding round in India's history. Sarvam is one of the three startups designated by the Indian government to build the country's sovereign foundation models under the India AI mission. Its models are trained on large-scale Indian language data sets tuned for the country's 22 official languages. Why this matters? Until now, India has been the conspicuous gap in Asia's AI race. Local enterprise demand has mostly defaulted to OpenAI, Anthropic, or Chinese open source models. Sarvam, at one point, $5 billion, puts a credible domestic alternative on the table for Indian banks, telcos, government departments, and South Asian conglomerates building agentic products in Hindi, Tamil, Bengali, and beyond. The sovereign AI narrative just got a balance sheet to back it up. Okay, story number two, Tencent. On Thursday, the Chinese tech giant unveiled Hi3 Preview. It's a 295 billion parameter mixture of experts model, 21 billion active parameters, 256,000 token context window. It's the first flagship release from a rebuilt Hunyuan team led by Yao Xunyu, a former OpenAI researcher Tencent hired earlier this year. Here's the part that matters. The model is already inside Tencent's products. And the most important deployment is in Yuan Bao, Tencent's flagship consumer chatbot. Yuan Bao has switched its primary underlying model from DeepSeek to the new in-house technology. Tencent says inference efficiency is up roughly 40%. The model is available through Tencent Cloud at 1.2 yuan per million input tokens and 4 yuan per million output tokens. So why does this matter for Asia? Until last week, China's biggest social platform was running its consumer AI chatbot on a model from a rival upstart. That's an awkward dependency for a company with Tencent's resources. Pulling DeepSeek out of Yuan Bao is Tencent declaring it can fund its own foundation model team rather than rent one. For Asian enterprises building on Yuan Bao, Ima, or CodeBuddy, the underlying model has just changed beneath their feet. Prompt design, cost, latency, all of it shifts, and it tells you the BAT giants are no longer happy being downstream consumers of DeepSeek's output. And our third story today from Japan. Nissan has unveiled details of a next-generation autonomous driving system, with Chief Executive Ivan Espinosa positioning the technology as a new revenue stream and the cornerstone of the carmaker's turnaround plan. The system is co-developed with British startup Wayve. It uses end-to-end AI to enable level 2 plus hands-free driving on ordinary roads as well as highways. Nissan plans to fit it to 90% of its future vehicle lineup. The first commercial deployment will arrive in the Eltrogrande minivan by the financial year ending March 2028. And Nissan has confirmed a robotaxi pilot in Tokyo with Uber and Wave scheduled for late 2026. The AI angle here is significant. Japan's third largest automaker is staking its recovery on AI-defined driving rather than EV powertrains. That's a sharp divergence from the playbooks at Toyota and Honda. For regional auto suppliers in Thailand, Indonesia and Vietnam that depend on Japanese platforms, Nissan committing to a wave-trained foundation driving model means a re-architecting of the local sensor and silicon stack. It's also a rare big bet validation of the end-to-end neural network approach over the rule-based stacks favored by Chinese rivals like Huawei and BYD. And now, the AI in Asia view. The week's three big stories all describe the same underlying shift. India is funding its first sovereign frontier model. Tencent is ripping out a rival's AI to install its own. Nissan is handing its product future to a British driving model. What links them is that the era of one or two American labs setting the pace and the rest of the world building on top is being replaced by a much more fragmented map. Each major Asian economy is now willing to spend serious capital to keep critical AI infrastructure in-house. For Asia-Pacific buyers and builders, that means more choice on paper, but more complexity in practice. Procurement teams will increasingly have to evaluate sovereign Indian models, Chinese open-source releases, Japanese on-device stacks, and Korean memory-bound architectures, all alongside the familiar Western names. Expect 2026 to be remembered as the year regional AI strategy stopped being a single decision and became a portfolio. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Sunday.